Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I sing to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I sing to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living like that, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes after this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I sing to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I sing to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Unmuted. I never muted it. Oh, that means you can talk.
It comes on muted.
Oh, so now I can talk to you. I'm live.
Yeah,
hello?
Go away from me.
Hello? Can't hear you. You're on mute. Can't hear you. Nope.
Sound check.
Yes, just not the lead. Layla. Unmuted.
3418, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Nikki Vibes. Is this Jay?
Yeah.
What's going on, Jay? How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, well, so all my listeners, I definitely do apologize about tonight. I definitely have a new co-host tonight, which is Jay. Brooklyn Black, he is definitely working at one of my closest friends event, Deuce the Privilege. So what's going on, Jay? How are you doing?
I'm good. This is a little last minute. I had to jump on the switchboard for Brooklyn Black because he couldn't be here.
Exactly. And then I was told I had somebody else that was going to be working with me, and it's just everybody bear with us, though. But, yes, you're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. And like I always like to do, I like to start off my show by saying what up to the All Vibes. The All Barbs promoters, the supporters, the people that fuck with us heavy. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the owner of All Barbs, which is at Angel Love Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. Definitely hit her up. She has a lot of things going on right now. She has a lot of things going on. And if you are following her on Twitter, you definitely do know about them. So, Jay, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you're from? Jay?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, so can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
Oh, born in Brooklyn, raised in the Bronx. I love my city. I rep New York. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm from New York as well. Born and raised in the Bronx. Wow. That's what's up. So I usually like to start off the show in the beginning segment of, I don't know, do you have a Twitter, Trey?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, all my, you know, for those who are tuning in, I'm on Twitter. I'm known as @HowsYourHeadGame. I have about like 15,000 people following me right now. Love my followers, the ones that fuck with me especially. And I'm usually heavy on Twitter. So I'm pretty sure you're familiar with, like, trending topics, like, with all the hashtags, and I'm pretty sure you kind of, you know, you entertain them at times. And what came across my timeline today that was usually trending, and me and Black, we usually like to elaborate if we didn't participate on Twitter today or not. And one of them was hashtag, let's see. Here it goes. Hashtag, I'm the type of person who. So, if you didn't participate in this trending topic today, and if you had the chance to now, what would you say? Hashtag, you're the type of person who.
I'm the type of person who asks a question, even though I already know the answer, just to see if you'll lie about it.
Really? So you're the type of person that will ask somebody a question just to see if they're going to lie or not. Okay. I'm the type of person who always has something to say. Whether it's good or bad, like, I just always have something to say. If you could give me one more example, hashtag you're the type of person who.
I'm the type of person who doesn't usually speak unless it's really important.
Really? All right. I'm the type of person who... I'm the type of person who gives respect when it's deserved to be given. Because if I don't feel like you deserve my respect, you damn sure won't get it. You'll know that I don't respect you. such a nice person I am. There was another one that I had wanted to talk about, too. Hashtag, how to make me smile. So if I had to participate in this, hashtag how to make me smile, I would say by waking me up and putting me to sleep with head. That's a way to make me smile. If you had to give an example, what would you say?
Wow. Honestly, I would have said the same thing, but I have to
get me another one.
As a second, I have to go with wake me up with good food.
I hear that. That's something that's definitely going to make me smile. Another thing that makes me smile, too, is good times, like good people. As long as I got good people around me, I'm pretty sure I'll be smiling. As long as I'm having a good time, I'll be smiling. And the last one that was trending on my timeline was hashtag what I do when I'm alone. What I would do when I'm alone. What I do when I'm alone is I talk to myself. What do you do when you're alone?
When I'm alone?
Mm-hmm.
I lead a boring life these days. When I'm alone, I work out.
You do, you work out? When I'm alone, I think I'm all a classic American when I say this one. I masturbate. When I'm alone, I'm a deep thinker. I sit and I do a lot of thinking when I'm alone. If you can give me one for example.
Hold on. We got a caller.
All right, so let's get to the caller. Can you see the last 4 digits of their number?
Yeah, I got it. I'm just waiting for them to... All right, caller number 1791, you on the air.
Last 4 digits of your number is 1790. You're live on the air.
No, 1791, you're on air.
Oh, sorry, 1791. All right, well, maybe we can come back to them. Shout out to Body Morrison, who said that he'll be locked in tonight. And also, too, and a special shout out to you because I definitely, we're part of the same radio family, pregame radio. And I definitely have to check your show out, Be More Sun. You already know. And also, shout out to @hoodie_AXXXX, who says he's going to call in tonight. Also, shout out to FCG The Prince, which is one of the All Barbs promoters. He just tweeted me listening to All Barbs Radio hosted by Nikki Barbs. Shout out to y'all for the support. Being that, you know, this is my first time you being a co-host to me, I usually have topics that I get into, and usually me and Black, we would discuss them beforehand, so we're usually on the same page when we're talking about it. But today, we're just going to have a couple of debates. So I'm going to read some questions, and we're both going to give our opinion on it. And we can do that. But before we do that, though, I also do have something to say. Shout out to @girls_united. They are having an event. If you're located in New York and you will be available this weekend to be in the city, they're going to be having an event that they're sponsoring for the females, for youth, for the young women, just an empowering movement. I don't know exactly what it's going to be about. They're just telling me to invite all women out. It's going to be a women empowering group. It's going to be on 51st Street at a location called The Row. It's a place called The Row. Address I will tweet. So with that being said, if anybody's not doing anything with women, ladies, I think we should hit up that event because they're definitely a good nonprofit organization that does intel and does come through for single women, women that are going through things, and they're hot. But before we get into the debate that I want to do with you, If you care, you can pick a song of your choice and we can get into a commercial break. And then when we come back, we can start debating. So, Jay, whenever you're ready, you can pick a song and we can get into this commercial break and then we'll be back.
All right, all right.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on. I got my drink and my Dutchie, I just be the murder, people think that I'm lucky, my link looking husky, big stones. It's on, the kid home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on. Put the smoke in the air and get stoned. The whip sitting on 2 sixes, the lips thrown. My money used to be immature, now my shit grown. Big wheels, big home, I'm doing it big home.
It's on, it's on, it's on.
The kid home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on. I do my two-step and let the link swing. Hold the drink with the left hand and show the pink
ring. I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on. It's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and
tell them that it's on.
Ayo, they wanna be like me, recreate my flow, imitate my flow, then remake my flow, but while they try and take my flow, I make my dough. Ayo, I can make it rain cause I be making it snow, but yo, I've been taking it slow, I wasn't around, but the car crashed. Couldn't lay the hustler down. Nah, I'm still here, for real, I'm still here. It wasn't looking pretty, but Swizzy, I'm still here. They said I could've been brain dead in the wheelchair, but I'm standing in the booth and the skills are still here. Yeah, the hustler home, the hustler home. Let's celebrate and toast with a cup of Patron.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. Got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. It's on, it's on, it's on.
And I'm home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and
tell them that it's on.
Yeah, yeah, put your Dutch in the air. Smoke haze, let the smoke raise up in the air. You might have seen me in the Guinea at a couple of fairs. The engine in the trunk, the doors go up in the air. Yeah, and I've been gone for a couple of years. I done sweat, I done bled, shed a couple of tears. I ain't stressing, it's a blessing that the hustler here. Let's celebrate a toast, put your cup in the air.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. Got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. It's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step, it's on, it's on, it's on,
and I'm home, get the Patron and
tell them that it's on.
So, Jay, you with me?
I could hear her on my phone.
All right, we're live.
We're back, we're back. Yeah, you're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, Sneaky Vibes. And I definitely have a co-host today by the name of Jay. So, everybody, nice, be easy. So, Jay, you ready to get into some debates?
I'm ready. Call us 1791. You are on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
Cookies. This is from, I'm from New York.
You know, you sounded so high, Cookie. How are you?
I'm okay.
I've missed you. Where have you been? Is everything good with you?
Yeah.
How is Shay? Are you still talking to Shay?
I actually lost his number.
Aw, but I'm so glad that you still kept up with me. Aw.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, I'm doing good. You see, like, I'm still here and still going. I have a guest co-host, so you can say hi to my guest co-host, Jay. He's new for tonight.
Okay, hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
All right, Cookie, well, we have you online. I was just about to get into some debate, so I want to know, what do you feel about this? Do you feel as though men have higher sex drive than women?
I think, like, based on my experience, that the guys that I've been with, they're, like, a lot more sexually active than I am.
Right.
I mean, I'm a freak too, but they're like on it 24/7 all the time, every day. So,
how does that make you feel though? Like, you know, do you get annoyed by it? Do you like it?
I don't know. I think it depends on my mood for the day. Cause like sometimes I'm turned on by it and I'm okay with it, and then there's other days where, like, I just don't want to be bothered with that.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean, girl. So let me ask you a question, Jay. Do you feel as though men have higher sex drives than women?
Yeah, I have to say yes. Pretty much. We always in overdrive. When we wake up first thing in the morning, we're ready to go because that's just how it is. And pretty much a guy is ready to go at a moment's notice. That's just that's part of being a guy.
I definitely do agree. And I would definitely agree that men have higher sex drives than women. Because I've experienced it too. Like, you know, just the always want to fuck and have sex. And it's just like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? And then like in a relationship too, like, you know, sometimes women feel like, my man is such a beast, or, you know, sometimes women feel like it's my job, though, to please my man. So if he wants it every second, every hour, every minute, like, I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Thank you, Cookie, for calling. Oh, my God. You have to hit my DM, because we definitely do have to talk. So make sure when you get off this call that you hit me up in the DM so that we can chop it up, because I definitely do miss you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That was my girl, Cookie, from fucking Brooklyn, New York. Stand up. And if y'all, and I'm pretty sure you're like, damn, like, her voice is so sweet and nice. Like, if you see how she looks, she's definitely a part of Team Mix. So she's definitely my homegirl. I really thought that, like, I lost her ass, but it's cool. So, Jay, you ready for another one?
I'm ready.
Alright. Do threesomes work? Do you think threesomes work? And let's go for in a relationship. So we can talk about, like, just, you know, being single and then engaging in threesomes. But if you was in a relationship, like, do you think that threesomes work?
Okay, well, I've never actually had threesomes in my relationship, but I've actually, from the outside looking in, seen someone who's had it in their relationship. And it didn't work. It actually caused the relationship to fail.
But why was that? Was it because...
I wish she would have asked me that question.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I can still ask you, but let me... I want to hear from Jay. Was it because that there was hooking up on the offspring without the person knowing? Was it because of that? Like, was it because whoever the third party was, they were getting hit up from one of the partners more than the other one, or without the other one knowing? Like, why did it fail?
Right, something like that. Like, basically it was two mutual friends, not one, and one was never satisfied to begin with. So, you know, they thought that doing the threesome was going to bridge the gap or whatever it was, you know, and the other party was like, you know, I'm with it, But then, you know, things escalated and they started, you know, the other one started seeing the other person more and then started seeing one of their friends, you know, and it all spiraled out of control and their whole relationship just fell apart.
Damn. Cookie, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I've seen a situation. I've actually been in the middle of a situation like that. Like, there was this girl, and she was bi-curious, and she was going out with a guy, and he's, like, he's a freak also, mm-hmm. and he was just, like, so eager to test out a threesome, and they wanted me to, you know, be the one. So
you agree.
I thought about doing it and I didn't. And they eventually found someone else to go along with their plan. And it just like, it kind of put like a damper on their relationship. And it almost got to the point where they broke up because the girl in the relationship, she was just getting so jealous and she has like so much insecurities of herself.
Wow.
And so it wasn't good for her. I mean, she was bi-curious, so she liked it, but I guess like you had to like play on her terms.
Mhm.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
It was.
And just like so. So does that? So with that being said, right, that you were thinking about it, and then when you didn't agree to doing it, but when you saw that they did have somebody doing it, you understand? Like with that. So if you were to be asked with another proposition like that to do a threesome with another couple, would you still say no before? Like, would you say no because you know what the outcome could be, and you don't want to be involved? You wouldn't want to be involved in that situation. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to be the reason why a couple broke up.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And I don't know. It depends on the person because, like, she was very, very, she was a very jealous person, and she was also very controlling. So, like, mm-hmm. whatever she said goes. And he had to go by what she says. Like, she wore the pants in that relationship. And she was also very insecure of herself. So I think it's, like, it depends on the person that asks me. And also, I don't want to, like, cause anyone's relationship, like, if someone's been going out for, like, a year or X amount of years, I don't want to cause that to end. I don't want to be the cause of that, so I think I would probably like back up before I get into something like that.
That's so mostly I definitely can see where in a relationship it can damper things, but I've also like, you know, I've also been told, you know, like in a relationship, like, you know, in ways like it has helped a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a female tell me, like, you know, well, you know, that was something that my man, we spoke about, and, you know, that was one of his, like, kind of fantasies or fetishes, and because I'm his woman, and I loved him so much that we actually did do that. You know what I'm saying? But the only difference was that they didn't do it with anybody that they knew. They figured, like, hey, there's girls that get paid to do this. There's girls that do this for a living. So we're going to call somebody up. We're going to look into it. We're going to find a girl, and then we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? And then for them, kind of, like, spiced up their relationship. I don't think after that they've done it again. But because that was something that he wanted to do and she was willing to do when it actually was done to them, that helped their relationship.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But okay, another one.
Hold on a second, ladies. We got another caller in queue. I'm going to let them in.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good? How you doing, kid? What's going on?
I'm chilling. Just
back into my fucking spot and at work trying to hide out and listen to the show.
I already know. Thank you. That's what's up for tuning in. But for all those who don't know who this is definitely at K Continental. He definitely is one of the All Bars promoters. He goes very, very hard. He has supported us from day one. We always show him mad love. And as well as he has, you know, he got his own shit coming along. He's an artist and he has his own show. And I'm just happy that you were able to get low and tune in. But I don't know how long you was tuning in for, but whatever you heard, elaborate. Give your opinion.
Just about the threesomes making, like working for certain relationships, you know what I'm saying, or relationships in general. I mean, really, do I think they work for relationships? I think it depends. You feel me? Like, if you have that type of loyalty where y'all can do whatever y'all do and you're still in love with the person, then yeah. But if you're going to be the type of person that you get, like, let's say, for instance, if, you know, I'm sitting there with my girl and my girl wants to do it, then, you know what I'm saying, if she picks the girl, then fuck it. It is what it is. But let's say if it's like, you know, the dude is like, beastly, like, let's say if it's like, you, like, you're a woman and you're with your boo, and then your boo's like, y'all want to do it, and he's like, feeding for the shit. If he's feeding for the shit, I don't think you should do it. Because all he's going to do is pick a person that he might fuck with and then use that as an excuse to fuck with that person when you're not there, you feel me? Or vice versa, you dig? So,
all right, well, both ways. What do you have to say about Chid's response? Jay?
I'm sorry, come again?
Okay, so what do you have to say about Chid's response as to what he has to say about how it can improve a relationship or other?
Well, I mean, you know, every relationship has its own dynamic, so, you know, it's going to be different from relationship to relationship, you know, from relationship to relationship. You know, it's just the only relationship that I've seen that had that, it failed, but there's plenty out there that are probably working.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just see it that way because it's just like, you know, you want your partner to have that edge, I guess, sometimes, not to just be boring all the damn time, but then at the same time, you don't want them to have too much of an edge, you feel me? Because if they got too much of an edge, your ass is in trouble.
All right. Well, I have another question for you guys. And this is, and I need to know from each one of y'all. And I'm gonna say something too on it. Do you think of sex during sex, like when you're fucking your girl or your guy, like, you know what I'm saying, or your guy, like, are you thinking about sex during sex? Like, what are you thinking about? And I'm gonna ask Jay first, only because he's the co-host, and then I'm gonna pass it off to Cookie and Kid. But Jay, like, do you think about sex during sex?
I guess so. I think my main focus when during sex is making it good for both of us. That's really my main focus.
So your mind isn't, so you've never been hitting it and thought about, like, what the fuck am I going to wear, like, tomorrow?
No, I'm not thinking about my wardrobe choices and everything like that. I'm usually just focused on the task at hand. That's, you know, I find things work out better when you just focus on what you're doing.
Okay. Chid, what do you have to say?
It depends. It has happened, and it has happened to the point where I'm hitting it, and I'm thinking about, like, yo, like, maybe I should, you know, rhyme on this instrument too when I get to the studio and shit. And when I looked up, it's like, fucking, yo, but that makes time go by fast. I'm not going to lie to you, yo. You look up, and, like, fucking 30 minutes or an hour go by. You're like, yo, what the fuck? So, I mean, it has happened. It's kind of funny because it's like, you know, if I'm just, you know what it is? It's just that I guess my attention span, I just can't pay attention to something for just that one time for a very long time. So I start just wandering off like a fucking, but it has happened. It doesn't happen all the time, but it has.
So when you wander off, it's not that you're not enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, right? Or is it
that? It's just that other shit pop up in my head for some fucking reason. I just be chilling like a fucking. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if I'm hitting it from the back and I'm just hitting it, it's the same motion for like a minute. So you're like, what the fuck? Like, you just start like just chilling like, yo, fuck it, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not changing motions and shit. And unless you want me to change positions, if I'm in the same fucking position
Then it's like after a while, it's like you just sitting and that shit becomes fucking repetitive. It's like you just keep on doing the same thing and shit. Yo, but
Cookie, I don't know if you're still there. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think about sex when you're having sex?
Sometimes I do, because, like, when I am thinking about sex while I'm doing that, it just makes it, like, more pleasurable. And I notice, like, I'll find myself more wet and coming more and moaning more. And, but there's been times where it's, like, I wasn't thinking about sex, and it was just so dry, and it wasn't fun at all. And, like, I'll be thinking about random stuff, like stuff I'll have to take care of, or, like, what am I going to eat when I'm done? Because sometimes I get, like, real hungry after.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny, because, you know, it's so funny, because I was going to say something similar to what Tiki was saying. Like, you know, like, if I'm thinking about it for the most part, especially, like, you know, like, when I'm having it with my man, like, it's just so, like, because we're connected. So, like, the more that I'm thinking about, like, the position that he has me in right now, like, he has me bent over in a closet, as she spread it, like, it's just so, like, when I, the more I think about it, the more I'm, like, really, like, getting open, you know what I'm saying? I mean, have I ever thought about other things during sex? Like, yeah, like, I've thought about, like, damn, like, what the fuck am I gonna do, like, when I leave here, like, what time is it, I'm looking at the clock. But it's funny because, you know, some people will say, like, they can just never give a valid reason as to why, like, they think about random other shit. And it's not because it can be damn right good. It's just that your mind just drifts off into other places. But shout out to the niggas like Jay that focus, that be in it for it. That be all in it. You know, I have one more.
Once in a while, I lose focus and I start thinking about what I'm going to eat.
That's what's up. I have one more, and then we're gonna go into another commercial break. I have so many. Okay, let's see. Okay, well, being that we were, can sexual fantasies improve relationships? Like, do you think that by acting on the sexual fantasies, can it improve? Improve your relationship. And Jay, I'm gonna ask you first.
All right. No, that's something I think that works. I think it can definitely improve your relationship. I think as long as it doesn't make the other party uncomfortable, you know, because some people have some weird things that they got going on. But you know, as long as it doesn't make the other person uncomfortable, especially if they're willing to act it out with you, I think it only makes things better because things tend to get stale, especially if you've been with a person for a long time. So if you guys actually do something different, you know, get out of your comfort zone and, like, act something out, I think it would definitely be beneficial. I think it would actually help keep people together. Maybe more marriages wouldn't fail today if people actually, you know, stop going with the image of how they think things are supposed to be and just, you know, get out there and try something a little bit different.
I definitely agree with you 100%. Kid, what do you have to say about that?
Hell yeah. You know what it is? It's just something about just thinking about, like, you know, the way that you want to do it and shit like that, and then for it to become reality, and then when it becomes reality, it's like, whoa, like, especially if the partner is the person that you love, you dig what I'm saying? Because if it's a person that you love, you know they down for you no matter what. Especially if they do some shit that you want to do, you feel what I'm saying? And that's just the best feeling in the world. So, you know, I agree with it. I think it does improve the relationship.
I think it does, too. I definitely agree. Cookie, what you think?
I think it does improve the relationship because, like, it allows you to, like, it allows you to, like, explore your different ranges in sex. and mm-hmm. how much of a freak you can be or how much of a freak you are when you're in bed with your other half.
Right, because remember, it's a fantasy. So with that being said, can I know, like, y'all don't have to answer, but what is one of y'all's sexual fantasies? What's one of your sexual fantasies?
One of my sexual fantasies, it is funny because I love Batman. I want my shorty to dress up like Catwoman, and I don't give a fuck. I like Catwoman.
You know how to dress up like Catwoman and come crawling in the room like, meow.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck. That's my number one fantasy. Shit. Yeah, so that's how I am, shit.
Cookie, what's one of your sexual fantasies?
I've always wanted to do it on a balcony, and
whoa.
I've never had my hands tied before.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jay, what's one of your sexual fantasies?
All right, I've already done the whole tied up thing. I've done the outdoor thing. I like the outdoor thing.
The outdoor?
I did. I actually was outdoors in Hawaii when it was raining. That was real cool.
Well, one of my sexual fantasies, I want to be somewhere, like, whether it's a hotel room, whether it's a beach house, whether it's, like, a loft, something. I just want to be somewhere very, like, luxurious, like, the whole setting with the whole chandeliers, mirrors everywhere, just the whole jacuzzi. Like, I want to be somewhere really, really, really upscale. And I want to dress up in, like, one of my most, like, I just want to just get really sexy and just have, like, the most sexiest sex that whole night and just be, like, really, you know, bad girlish and just, like, just do a whole bunch of things that I wouldn't normally do. Like, I want to have on heels the whole entire time. You know, I just want to be able to look up at the ceiling and see myself and just do a whole bunch of just sexy sex. Like, that's one of my fantasies. Yeah, but then, I have so much more, and we do have till 10 o'clock, so Jay, you already know we can get another commercial break going, and I don't know if we can still hold on to Kid and Cookie, because I definitely do have more debates that I do want to talk to them about.
Sure.
But whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
All right, I got you.
All right. Shout out to Jay, y'all.
Freak me, I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Snuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie and Ghost, black African rope. Star studded low lenses, plus the mural was dope. Airbrush WB, stop.
Check your body.
And top a couple of these.
She's a hottie.
Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through him. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk for Cardi Lime. We're passing it, taste it, shake your Calvin Klein before the floor gets moist. Taste and follow mine. Swallow nine, model dimes from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers stuffed inside pajamas.
Just take all your rides with a Colgate smile. Hey, baby.
Tell her, girl.
Hello, I'm on. I'm on, what's up? I'm on.
Last one, did you just... Go ahead.
No, we lost 1305. Hold on.
Okay.
I got it. We got 4846. Call it with the last four digits, 4846. You're on the air.
The last four digits, what was it, 4846?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Wait, do we have everybody back? Is Cookie? Cookie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're gonna keep it going with some more debate. All right, I want to know, do you think that men overspend to attract mates? Like, do you think that men overspend to attract females? I'm a fucking thing, oh yeah. A nigga will fucking spend his last $20 on buying a bitch a drink in the club to potentially get pussy and not have no way to get home.
Oh.
That's so spending, if you ask me. But Jay, what do you think? How do you feel about that? Do you think that guys overspend to attract females?
Well, you know, some that they didn't have the right training. You know what I'm saying? Like, my father taught me to always make sure I had cab fare plus to get home from anywhere I go, to not even bother going if I don't got enough to just get in the cab and be out. You know what I'm saying? In case things is not to my liking, so, you know. But, you know, some people don't have that. Some people didn't have that in their upbringing. They didn't have anybody to teach them, you know, how to behave in certain situations. So they just get out there and they just spend all their money in the hopes that they're going to pick up a chick. But, you know, not all guys are like that. Just some.
Okay, No. Kid, what you think about that?
Yeah, I mean... There's a lot of guys that do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, if I don't got it, I don't got it. Fuck that. I'm gonna keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to game you till the cows go home. You know me? I'm the same person, man. I just, like, if a shorty, you know, trying to get anything out of me, if I don't got it, I'll sit there. You know, we have a conversation. If it don't go the way that, you know, it's supposed to, I'll just move on because. I ain't one to stay on any conversation or any shorty too long, so that's how I am. So, you know, but there's some dudes out there that will stick on that shorty, and they'll spend their last money, and then when they broke, you saying they're looking stupid because she ain't even going nowhere with you, so it's dumb. You know what I'm saying?
I think. Cookie, what you have to say about that? Because, you know, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like guys overspend to attract females?
I think some do. I know this one guy that did really bad. Like, he drained his pockets for this girl, and the girl wasn't even, like, all into him. So I think some guys do. There's guys that are more responsible with their money. There's some guys that are more responsible and, like, actually know what to do with themselves. And, yeah.
I do. I definitely do. Let's see. Another one. Is it okay to love two people at one time? Jay.
All right. I get you. You might say I have an old-fashioned view on that because I'm going to go with no. I mean, you can lust after two people at one time. You can love one person and lust after another person, but I don't think you can love two people at one time, because love is like, you know, it's only for like you and that one person, not for you, that one person, and another person.
Okay,
it's definitely possible.
It's possible.
Right. Okay.
Definitely possible.
I mean, I think you could love, let me rephrase that. You could love two people, but you can't be in love with two people at the same time.
Mm.
It just doesn't work.
I believe that too. I believe, yeah, because, like, you know, like, we love our friend, you know, our closest friends that we consider sisters, and, you know, our niggas that we consider bros, and, you know, you can love other people, and you can have love for other people, but, like, I mean, but you have people that really sit there and say, yo, my nigga, like, yo, I love her, and I fucking love her too. Like, it's just something about both of them. Like, I just, both of them. We're both of them, like, like, you know, when I'm with her, I feel like this. When I'm with her, I feel like this. And, like, I just don't know who to choose.
That's just an indecisive person. That's not love.
Okay.
They just don't know what they want.
Okay. What do you have to say about that?
I'm going to bring another caller on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
All right. Caller number 3109, you on the air.
Hey, yo, yo, what up? This your boy Voodoo Assassin, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, I'm good. Chilling.
All right, well, thank you to have you on All Bobs Radio. You're definitely talking to Nikki Bobs right now. How's your head game? So, I don't know what you were, I don't know how long you were tuning in for, but we were just last talking about, you know, is it, you know, can you, is it possible to be in love with two people?
I mean, like, you can, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, that's going to be, like, hella complicated, right? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to be fair. It's not going to be fair to either person, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's complicated there. Like, why would you want to put yourself through something like that? The emotions going to start flowing, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be unnecessary confusion. And, you know, people kill other people in the crime of passion, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
people
so
take that to the head, man. Like, seriously.
So
you hear,
true.
Like, all these stories of people, like, killing folks, man. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, but you could, like, I've never personally loved two people at the same time, but to be honest, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I just wouldn't want to be in that situation. You know, that sounds complicated and frustrating. And, I wonder how people do it, though, man. Like, wow.
They do it, though, you know, and I do agree with you 100%, and that's crazy. But I also do want to ask you, too, because I also was talking about, do you think men, some men or majority men, overspend to attract females?
Oh, most definitely. But you know what, like, I want to add, like, a little something to that, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's so quick to say it's the dudes, it's the men, it's the dudes, you know? It's a lot of females out there, too, that do the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of females out there that do the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I ain't got the bread, I'm just not going to do it. I ain't going to put myself in a situation like that. But if I'm attracted to you and I feel like there's, like, some chemistry and we kicking it, we cool, like, I don't mind coming out of my pocket, you know what I'm saying, spending my bread, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a difference, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of guys try to impress females, and, you know, nigga go broke behind some shit like that and then come to find out the chick don't even feel you like that, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't nothing but a gold digger, you know, those are the type of females you have to, you know what I'm saying, like, you have to look out for. And, you know, the type of mentality I have, like, you know, you have to be able to read between the lines, man, you know. I know it's a cliche. I know it's an old cliche, but actions do speak louder than words, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to step back and evaluate that situation. And, you know, body language is loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, body language is speaks in volumes, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to be smart. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you want the pussy that bad, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, most niggas can't wait to pay that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just got paid, nigga already broke, trying to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, though, you know.
And I have one more question, because I was just, being that you're on the line now, because I was just about to ask everybody else this question. And I definitely do want to hear your input on it. Do you think that men and women, like, can be friends?
Men and women, absolutely, absolutely. Men and women can be friends.
Like, just be friends. Because I agree. I feel like, yes, but my man says no. Like, he's just like, he feels like, you know, yes, you may have valid points. Yes, you may be talking some real shit, but from, like, no.
But, I mean, you know what, like, it's kind of funny that, like, you brought that up because, I think it's it's possible, you know what I'm saying? I think men and women can be friends. But, like, a lot of men and women don't have a strong mentality like that, okay, we're just going to be friends, we're just going to keep it there. But, I mean, how can you honestly say, say that you could just only be friends and just keep it at that stage? Because, you know what I'm saying, like, you know how you are with your friend. You kick it with your friends or whatever. Y'all shoot the shit or whatever. But a male and a female being friends, man, you're going to start kicking it with that person. Then after a while, like, you're going to start, like, emotions going to start flowing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, God damn, this chick real cool or this dude real cool. Like, man, I wonder what's up. And that's how a lot of really, really good friendships get fucked up, you know, because you try to date that person and then it don't work out, then that didn't do nothing but cause, like, an unnecessary situation. So I definitely think men and women can be friends. You just have to know, you just have to have boundaries. That's why I say communication is very, very important in any relationship. I don't care if it's, like, friends, family, whatever, fucking buddy, you know what I'm saying? Like, communication is very, very important. And if you can keep that communication open, be on the same page, and keep those boundaries and don't cross those lines, then absolutely, you know, absolutely.
I definitely do dig it. Cookie, what you think about that? Can men and women just be friends? Do you believe that?
I think they can, because I myself have a guy friend, and me and him are real cool. I think I consider him like a brother to me. And he also has a girlfriend, so that may be a reason why, you know. But I think that, like, over time, like what he was saying, over time, as time progresses, your relationship with that person is going to escalate and things are going to start getting more emotional between you and that person. So it may become more than friends. And you may end up in, like, a relationship with that person. And sometimes doing that causes, like, the downfall of your friendship with that person. And then sometimes it could also turn out to be a good relationship with that person, too. So it could work out both ways.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to add something to that. You know, like, another thing, you know, like, for men and women to become friends, like, you have to prepare yourself mentally for something like that. You have to prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally for whatever is going to happen, you know, in between that relationship. Let's say, like, you know, you guys do decide to date or whatever, make it serious, then if it doesn't turn out the way you thought it would, you know, you just have to prepare yourself mentally for that. And I mean, once you do that, I mean, you know, you got to take it like it is. You know, you got to take it as a lesson learned, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you definitely have to be mentally prepared for whatever that situation, for whatever that outcome is within that situation, you know? You just got to prepare yourself for it.
I definitely dig it. Kid, what you have to say about that?
I mean, I definitely think that guys and females could be friends. I mean, I got a lot of female friends, but you see, the thing about my female friends is, like, you know when you know you're not supposed to do something and the person won't allow you, like, well, my female friends, it's like, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it's going to ever get any further, because it's like, we have that type of, you know, boundary where, you know, you don't
cross
that. It's just like, yeah, it's just a respect, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying? It's like talking
right,
back to your
right,
mother.
Yeah.
You don't talk back to your mama, you're going to get smacked, you know what I'm saying? So with my female friends, I got a lot of female friends, but they're strong women, you understand? It isn't like I got somebody that's ratchet and they're my female friends. Like, these are women that are, you know, doing for themselves and they work and they're strong-headed. So it's like, even if I was to try to sneak something, they'd be like, nah, mofo. Nah, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. You feel me? And it's cool. I wouldn't have it any other way, you know? So,
I definitely do think, because, I mean, I'm one that can be a nigga's friend, and that's exactly how, like, me and my man, how we started out, you know what I'm saying? And we were friends, and I was the one that was actually his female friend. I would come out with chill. We would have fun, and that was it. Like, that was it.
Right,
but Jay,
how
do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's definitely very possible. First of all, I think that it really depends on the individuals and what value they place on friendship. You know? I mean, if you have a high value on friendship, you're not going to do anything that jeopardizes that. And, you know, love is war. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you think about it like that, love is war, your friends, they like your troops. They're your support system. You know, so you don't move them into the, you know, into the other category. You want to keep them where they are. You want to separate things. So you either friend or you not. Like, once the nature of that changes, it's a done deal. So, you know, if you have a high value on friendship, you're not going to allow that to happen, because you don't want to lose that friend. But to me, even before, you know, I met my wife and everything like that, you know, if somebody was my friend, it took a lot for me to even call you friend, beyond acquaintance or anything like that. So once you made it to a friend, you in the friend zone for life. But the friend zone is the place to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, because, man, you know, so many people quick to say, oh, yeah, you my friend. But at the end of the day, just because you know someone's name doesn't make you their friend. I mean, that's like the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people just blow it out of proportion. Oh, yeah, my friend, this and that. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, just because you know my name doesn't make you my friend. And I agree with what Jay said. I agree with him about as far as the value of the friendship. You know, it depends on the value of the friendship and how much that means to you. You know, I mean, you know, you have to think about that. Do you really want to take yourself through that type of situation, whether it be good or bad? And, you know, but at the end of the day, like, if a man and a woman and they're friends and they decide to take it to that level and they decide to date, you know, and it doesn't work out the way that they wanted it to, at the end of the day, they can't blame no one but themselves, you know, because they actually, you know, made that choice to take it to that level. So all I'm saying is, you know, if you're ready for it, I say go for it. But, I mean, if you have your doubts and you're questioning it, then it sounds like it's not going to be a good idea, you know. So, yeah.
I definitely do agree. I actually want to do one more commercial break. I think that will be the last one before we end at 10, only because I have to get to answering something back really, really quickly. And I have more. So, for all those rocking out on All Barbs Radio, shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely rocking out with me, Nikki Barb. How's your head game? We got Jay on the line. We have Cookie. We have Jay Continental. And can you please tell me your Twitter name one more time again?
Voodoo Assassin.
Voodoo Assassin, yes. And you sound like you're from, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Texas. I'm down south. I'm from Texas, baby.
Shout out to fucking Texas. That's what it is.
Already, baby. Already.
If we don't mind holding on, we're going to get into this commercial break. So, Jay, whenever you're ready, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
All
probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm saying this don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Worried on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, baby.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm saying, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign with radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to, this shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a change. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm saying, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now, what you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. This don't kill my vibe, this don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's a ride. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much, I got my drink, I got my music. I think this don't kill my vibe, this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe, this don't kill my vibe.
Get your freestyles ready.
Hey.
Get your freestyles ready.
Shit, bitch, don't kill
me tonight. I was over here bobbing my head like a motherfucker to that track.
We have another caller?
Yeah, 6768.
Mm-hmm. 6768, you're live on air.
Maybe he's scared.
Yeah, you know, if Block is on.
We got another one. I'm going to bring them in too.
Okay. Let's see who this is.
Hey.
Number 4846, you live.
4846 is Mikey Boy 314. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Mikey Boy 314. I'm calling from St. Louis.
St. Louis in the building. That's what's up. How are you?
Yes, man. I'm doing real good. Like y'all. I like this little station. I like this. Just tuned in. You know, first time listening.
Yeah. I'm a first time listener too. I'm feeling it though.
Shout out to y'all. Thank you. That's what's up. I do this every Tuesday and Thursday. And usually Tuesdays, I like to keep it like this, the beginning of the week, you know, talk about a lot of shit. And Thursday, I dedicate my Thursday show to the independent unsigned artists. You know, I done interviewed a lot of celebrities. I done interviewed independent artists on my shows. And, I like to have people send me their music, and we play it. And me and my panel, we let you know if it's hot or not, if it's something that we'll listen to. You know, if it's something that we won't listen to, we'll definitely let you know our feedback, how we feel about the song. And you never know who's listening, because we had a whole bunch of networking through our Thursday shows, people calling in like, yo, who was that? I need their info, X, Y, and Z.
So, yeah.
A lot of times. But thank you. And,
I was just going to say, I'm a first time caller too, you know what I'm saying? But this tight though. Like, I like this little radio station, man. That's what's up right there.
All right, so for the person who just came on from St. Louis, I want to know, we were talking about a lot of shit, and before I keep it moving, I just want to know how do you feel about, do you think that a lot of, you know, where you're from, do the men out there, do they overspend to attract females?
Oh, yeah. Goes down all the time. As a matter of fact, tonight, $2 Tuesday, we're going to be up and there spending everything. It happens a lot. Like, not even, you know, at the club, you know, you got to realize niggas getting to like $800 outfits to go to the club. You know, they ain't spending no money on drinks. They spending money on their appearance. You know, because by the end of the night, shit, they trying to get some draws, because I ain't even going to lie, here in St. Louis. Here in St. Louis, from
Gilsey,
this nigga got a Gucci belt, girl, it's going down.
That nigga all the way swagged out, but can't buy no drink at the bar and shit.
dude got like $800 worth of clothes on. He hopped into a Honda Civic. That's the kind of shit that you see here.
Exactly.
And it's sad, like, because these guys out here faking, like, for real.
Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving. Like, this is a new question. Now, I want to know, I'm going to go down the line, because we got a couple of people on the queue right now. So, do open relationships work? And I'm going to take it off the line. Cookie, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, boo. So, do you think open relationships work?
Open
relationships.
I don't think so, because from what I've witnessed and what I've seen, they just I mean, it depends on the person itself. I'm sorry, I'm lost for words right now. There's like a there was this guy that I knew, and he was having like an open relationship with this girl, and it didn't work out much, but it was because of the people that they were, like, the girl was completely disrespectful. She had an attitude problem. And then the guy, he was just, like, a type of guy that, like, when he can get something, he'll go and do it. Like, if he can get with this girl and be with that girl and be with the both of them at the same time, he'll do that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't think that it really works out. Kid, do you think that open relationships work?
Hell no. Hell no. You know what it is? You know what it is, though? Because I've been in an open relationship before where me and the girl, you know what I'm saying? Me and the girl was actually like, we're going to, you know, try to just chill and, you know, take a break and I do what I want and she do what she want, but we're still kind of like messing with each other. And it make you mad as hell because you know what it is? Because you be doing what you do, but you don't flaunt it. Like, you'll be like, all right, I'm going to mess with this girl. They won't hear nothing from you, right? Let's say if you mess with 1,000 women, right? Let's say you want some shit like that. They won't hear nothing from you. That other person, yo, you be chilling with them. You know, dudes want to call, you know what I'm saying? And dudes be coming out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? You go on Facebook, dudes go. You like, come on, man, get the hell out of here. You know, dudes, some dudes are fiends, you know what I'm saying? Some dudes always have to pop up. Why the hell you got to show your face, you know what I'm saying? Like a girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Like on my side, it was like, y'all tell a shorty, yo, you know, I'm chilling, you know, don't hit me up, don't none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? If I see you, we do, that's it. Her side, the dudes be just, like, feeding. It's like, come on, don't get your ass out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't work out. So I just don't think it's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in an open
That's
relationship,
funny.
You might as well just mess around.
That's funny. All right. Texas. How do you...
Yo.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about open relationships? Do you think they can work?
Absolutely not. You know what? Like, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Like, I wouldn't even recommend no shit like that because, first of all, you know, it's a lot of people out in the world talking about, oh, yeah, I can handle it. But at the end of the day, they lying, they're in denial, because it's a lot of people out there that can't because, for one thing, having an open relationship, you're going to get jealous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get jealous in an open relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be like, well, damn, you spending all this, he or she spending all this time with that person now, and I can't get no QT, and it's just a bomb waiting to explode. It's just a disaster waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely not. No, that jealousy, that's what that is. A lot
all right,
of jealousy.
Well, St. Louis, what you think?
Man, open relationships, I mean, I've seen them. I mean, they failures, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a the open doorway for
some people make
shit,
it work,
STDs
though.
And
I know a couple that make it work, though. And it's sad, and they're married.
How do you do that though to make it work? I mean, that sounds complicated. Like, why would you want to put yourself through some shit like that though? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna mess you up mentally. Like, your mental state, you will not be good mentally. Like, you would just like go crazy behind a relationship like that. I mean, you know, like, seriously, like, people kill other people over some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people out here stabbing dudes and females 27 times and blowing heads off and everything because they can't get the dick all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know, it's crazy out here, man, for real.
Jay. Yeah, they're
horrible.
Jay, what you think about that, Jay? How do you feel about it?
No. I'm going to go with no. I think that once it's open, it's not a relationship anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly, Jay. That's a Jay.
Yes.
You just can't do it, you know? People sometimes need a little bit of time apart, but it doesn't mean time with other people. It just means a little bit of time apart. Like, there's no such thing as an open relationship.
Okay.
Exactly. And how many people out here can honestly say they've had a successful open relationship?
Right.
Right. How many people can honestly say they've had a successful open relationship? You're not gonna get too many. You're not gonna get too many answers. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get too many positive answers.
I definitely agree. And these next two questions. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Firstly, you can't say you're having a successful open relationship, because if your relationship is open, that means the relationship is not successful, because you should have everything you need right there.
I feel you.
And
you
ain't gonna find nobody to tell you they have a successful open relationship if they know what they're talking about. Definitely not.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. These next two questions, though, I really feel like they can get deep, like, depending on the person. And the first one is too much commitment not good? Is committing yourself, like you know, like, because I know sometimes people are scared. Like, they'll be like, you know what, I'm to commit myself because I don't want to get hurt. So I'm not going to fully put 100% into the whole relationship because of that. So I want to know, Texas, I want to know, do you think too much commitment not good?
You know, you said too much commitment is not good. You know what? I'm going to have to go back to what you just said. It all depends on the person. And it all depends on the situation and the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can be good with a lot of commitment, and a lot of people can be just fine without a lot of commitment. But I think, you know, when you have a lot of commitment like that, like, sometimes the relationship can get dull. It can get stale. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, it just like, you with that person like 24/7. You around them 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Just to prove to them that you committed. Right. So, it's good. You know, a lot of commitment. A lot of commitment can be good, and a lot of commitment can be bad. And it all depends on the person and the situation and the relationship. I mean, that's pretty much how I feel about it, you know.
I want to know from all of y'all, do men expect too much from women? Cookie, how do you feel about
ways.
That? Cookie, how do you feel? Do you feel as though men expect too much from women, especially nowadays?
I think it depends on the individual, but, like, guys that I've been with, or like this one guy that I've been with, the way he was brought up and the way he was raised, he is a very, very spoiled child. So, like, me being in a relationship with him, I'm very easygoing and very lenient, sometimes too lenient, and I allow people to, like, take advantage of my kindness sometimes. So I'd, like, go above and beyond, bending over backwards, doing stuff for the person. And they'll turn around making me feel like, you know, like nothing. And I think it's, like, because I did that all the time, I was so nice to the person all the time, he expected it. And when I couldn't do it for him, when I wasn't capable of doing that, it was hard for him to see that. So I think, like, some guys they expect you to be, like, the full package. They expect you to have everything. And then there's other guys that just one simple thing in you, just one simple quality that you have, would be enough for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. Kid, what you think about? How do you feel about that?
Really? I mean, I don't think we expect too much. I'm explaining to you why. For the real men out there, not the ones that just complain about little shit. But if you want to be realistic, I mean, let's say if your dude is complaining and shit, he want this, that, and third. I'm keeping it real. If you're a female, you just give him something, he'll shut the fuck up. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's real. That's it. If we don't expect that much. Like a female, like, let's say if they want sex, and then when the sex is over, they still want something else. You know, it's ongoing. But with a man,
I like to cuddle after sex. What you talking about?
You said what?
I don't even know when the language after sex. But
I mean, as for the real dudes, once you get your nut off, you just like, yo, forget everything else. What else is there to want? You got what you wanted.
Did I say that?
I mean, I'm just keeping it 100, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, take everything back.
Yo, Texas, what do you have to say about that?
You know what? I definitely have to say that. No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. I'm sorry to say it, but females do the same thing, too. Sometimes it's a lot of females out there sometimes that expect the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? You get what you put in. You know what I'm saying? You get what you put in, whether it be good or bad. You know? You got to take the good with the bad. So, I mean, it goes both ways, female and male. You know? Two-way street. Two-way street.
What about you, St. Louis?
Man, I definitely agree, but I think women expect way more out of men. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
You know what? I can agree with you.
Hear me out. Hey, right. There we go. But look, they say too much, man. Y'all, it's like they see. And most of it is just because of today, you know, what people looking at out here, what people seeing out at the clubs, and all that, you know, they want a man that's going to take care of them, going to pay their bills, go off. Every girl talk about being independent, but at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, they open their legs up to a nigga with some bread. I mean, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And when most girls look for a dude, I ain't trying to say, well, I didn't look at something, but the first question a girl asks when she see a dude is, what can this nigga do for me that I ain't doing for myself?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, females expect way more out of dudes than, you know, dudes expect out of females, which it should be, you know, because a nigga, he's supposed to be the provider. But shit, I mean, if it's a fling, you know, what are you looking for a provider for? You need a sponsor. Yeah, females just play way too much, man. Shit, all you gotta do is fucking see the dude. Fucking see it.
Jay, how do you feel about that, Jay?
I don't think we expect too much. I mean, well, first of all, I think what a man expects from a woman is really based on what he saw in his own house and what the stage of their relationship is. You know, if it's somebody that he's fucking real seriously, he's going to look more for, you know, that woman to be more like what he saw his mom being for his father in the home. At least, you know, that's the way, you know, that's my take on it. You know, but I think that on average, the average guy doesn't expect enough in today with this new generation that we have now, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that, and don't kill me, but I think that y'all females do expect a lot from us, regardless of you know.
I can agree.
You know.
And you know. And you know what's so funny? Because, like, you know what, I tend to, you know what, as a woman, I've done that, and I've only hurt myself, and I've only, like, stressed myself out over it because I would, like, expect something from somebody, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, when they turn around and fail my expectations, I'm fucking pissed. And, you know, and when it comes to dudes, like, you know, some females, they expect a dude, you know, even though he's not in love with her anymore, but he expects her, whether they have a child or not, to still be around her and expect him to still, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, I always say with people, single parents or people that do have kids and they split, you know, as a woman, like, allow him to be the best father that he can be. You know what I'm saying? You may have expectations. You may expect him to come around 24/7, but that may not just be in his favor. And when you can allow yourself to understand that, then you won't get upset when he's not coming around. You just, you know, you do what you're supposed to do as a mother, and you make sure that your child is always good. But I have another question, because this is about to be 10 o'clock. Wow. There's so many that I could get into. Do you think that professional worries can ruin a love life? Like, you know, for instance, you know, you may have a girl and she may be a stripper. Like, is that something that you think that can cause, like, a damper on, like, you taking it really far with this individual? Or it could be vice versa with the guy and he just be a fucking hustler and, like, that's all he knows, that's all he does. Jay, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like, you know, profession worries, can they ruin love life?
Definitely, because, you know, that's part of your environment. Whatever, you know, right. If you're a hustler, that's your work environment. But, you know, there's no way that you can, like, go to work and not bring part of your work home, or not have it affect your relationship, or, you know, affect how you think and how you live. And the same thing, you know, with strippers. And also, you know, it's another dynamic, because, you know, like, basically, you'll be thinking about what they're doing, you know, when they're at work. The girl will be thinking about what the hustler's doing when he's outside, mm-hmm. because he's always some girl that want to get a piece of that, you know, that money, and they'll give him whatever they want to get a piece of that money. So, you know, the hustlers have that. And then, like, the strippers, you know, that's all about money, too. And, you know, the dude, he's going to think, well, you know, she might be doing whatever she got to do to get her extra money, because, look, she's already up there shaking her ass in front of all these people and getting naked. So, you know, she's not, you know, shy about it. So, you know, I think it creates a lot of problems. Like, me personally, I would rather, you know, get somebody, like, with a regular profession, librarian, teacher, you know, school bus driver, than a stripper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more offense to the strippers out there, because they're people, too, and some of them are just trying to put themselves through college, but, you know.
Or feed their kids. Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't work for me, and I know it doesn't work for a lot of people, because, you know, we're human. We have insecurities, you know, and if you don't make a person feel secure and sure in a relationship, it's not going to work out. And having a job like that does not promote security. Definitely not.
Ooh, and it's so funny that you said that, because that's going to be my next week. It could be, I don't know if I want to throw it in on Thursday's topic, but I know I definitely want to talk about that next week, Tuesday. I want to talk about insecurities. But I definitely do agree. St. Louis, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like professional worries can ruin a love life?
Yeah, it could definitely ruin a love life. First of all, I support strippers. Don't get me wrong. But
no,
shout out to strippers, by the way. Bottoms up, you know, East St. Louis. But, but for real, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it because, like, my mind would be somewhere else, like, all the time. Like the guy said, you know, what else is she doing to make this extra money? You know, it'll give me a lot of insecurities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your body, you know, if I got to give, you know, I'm going to worship her body. You know, that's sacred. That's our thing.
Exactly.
You done busted open for all these guys, you know. No, we could. I mean, we could, you know, fool around, but you're not going to be my girl. Can't do it. If my brother didn't see your cooch, I can't do it. I just wouldn't feel right.
Exactly.
Everybody done seen you busted open, now we at the wedding looking awkward. Nah.
Exactly. Texas, how do you feel about that? Kid, how do you feel?
Yeah. I mean, it could mess up a relationship. I mean, the littlest things can mess up a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to go to open mics and perform and stuff like that and do videos because I rhyme and all that shit. And sometimes, I mean, you know, my significant other does sometimes question, like, yo, was there girls there? And I'm like, why does it concern you? But, I mean, at the same time, it is what it is. I mean, you know, there do be girls there, and they be like, oh, like, I like the way you run. And I'm like, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying? But that's a worry already there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I ever make it further and making that into my profession, then
initiating shutdown sequence.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it could be a problem for a relationship.
I definitely do agree. And with that being said, that's our kind of our warning that we definitely, our time is up. But like I always say, thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, come on, man. The time can't be up. Come on, man.
Right. The time is up.
It's
9 o'clock. So it's Eastern time. So it's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know. Wait. Y'all from where?
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Hey, because it's 9 o'clock in Texas right now, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got another hour. Come on, man. It can't be over. Come on, man.
hey, just move it to Twitter, though.
But you know what, though? You guys, though, like, definitely rock out with me. I'll, just tomorrow and then Thursday. I'll be back on Thursday. I'm on Thursday.